Morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've had some rain, we've had some warm weather, and now in some cases we have complete control of weeds in a home lawn or garden is not practical for many homeowners, but a very realistic approach is to minimize weed populations using various control measures. Our horticulturalists from Iowa State University Extension this week provide some guidance on weed control methods, their various effectiveness levels, costs, and more in our horticulture column. There are three different types of control methods, primarily. Cultivation, hand pulling, and mulches are primary means to control weeds in the home garden. A few things to remember with each of these. If you are cultivating in your garden, you want to avoid deep tillage, as the roots of many vegetables, fruits, and flowers grow near the soil surface. And deep cultivation will cut off some of these roots. Deep cultivation will also bring deeply buried weed seeds to the soil surface where they can germinate. Whether you use a mechanical cultivator or just hoe or till around the plants or between rows, you want to pull the weeds that are close to the plants to avoid damaging the stalks and roots. To effectively control weeds, cultivation and hand pulling should be done on a regular basis throughout the growing season. Small weeds are much easier to control than large weeds, and it's also important to destroy weeds before they get tall enough that they have a chance to produce seeds that may germinate next year or later in the season. Cultivating or hand pulling is usually best when combined with some sort of mulch. Keep in mind that mulches control weeds by preventing the germination of weed seeds, so established weeds should be destroyed prior to the application of the mulch. Mulching over the top of weeds will not kill them out. It may just stunt their growth for a little bit. In addition to weed control, mulches help conserve soil moisture, reduce soil erosion, prevent crusting of the soil surface, and keep fruits and vegetables clean. They may even reduce disease problems caused by splashing of soil on the plants. Grass clipping, straw, and leaves are all excellent mulches for the vegetable garden. Allow lawn clippings to dry before applying them to gardens. Keep in mind that a thick layer of fresh grass clippings may get hot and produce an unpleasant cooking odor. Also keep in mind that if your lawn has been treated with a broadleaf herbicide, you should not use these clippings until the lawn has been mowed 2 or 3 times after the application, as the broadleaf herbicide could damage the plants you are mulching. Also, your straw, if used, should be free of crop and weed seeds. Suitable materials for straw include wheat, oat, and soybean straw. All will provide a nice cover around the plants. If you use leaves, they should be shredded or composted before being applied as mulch. This will make them less likely to blow away in the wind. You want to apply a mulching material to a vegetable garden in late May or early June after the soil has warmed up. Applying mulch to cool soils in early spring will slow your plant growth and delay fruiting of warm season crops such as tomatoes and muskmelons. A mulch of 2 to 4 inches is appropriate for vegetable gardens and should last through most of the season. Of course, you can use herbicides to control weeds in your home or vegetable garden, but these should be used to supplement cultivation, hand pulling, and mulches. There are, of course, several limitations that prevent the extensive use of herbicides in the garden. First of all, only a small number of herbicides are available to home gardeners. Additionally, most home gardens contain a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, and flowers. Therefore, there is no one herbicide that can be safely used around all garden and landscape plants. Finally, if not applied properly, herbicides may cause unintended damage to fruits, vegetables, and ornamentals, especially if applied during a windy day or when it is too hot outside, as the chemical may volatilize and travel to non-target plants. So if you do decide to use an herbicide, carefully read and follow label directions. If you're looking for more information on varieties of herbicides to use, we do have some publications and recommendations in the ISU Extension store, depending on where you intend to use the herbicide and what you intend to control. Obviously, different recommendations apply if you are treating your lawn versus your flower bed versus your vegetable garden. And of course, if you do decide to use an herbicide, carefully read and follow label directions. They will have information on there on timing of the spray, frequency of herbicide use. They'll also have information on there on dosage and even timing related to harvest, especially for some of those edible crops. If you do read and follow those label directions, you should have no problems using herbicides to supplement the cultivation, hand pulling, and mulch methods, and have a reasonable control over weeds in your garden and lawn throughout the season. Again, most of these resources can be found in the Extension online store. For local information and events, you can give us a call here at the Extension office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or on our Facebook page, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.